At the meeting of the Saline County Commission yesterday, Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. said the next meeting of the Saline County Task Force is scheduled to be held at 9 o'clock this morning at Slater City Hall. The task force, which includes representatives from all the communities in the county, was formed after the commission decided to put a ballot issue before voters. The task force is scheduled to discuss and determine how money from a half-cent sales tax measure for economic development will be divvied up and spent, provided voters approve it during the municipal election on Tuesday, April 3rd. Guthrie also said Sweet Springs City Clerk Michelle Furing has been added to the task force. After a member of the North Missouri Drug Task Force allegedly found several drug-related items during a consented search of a residence in Brunswick on February 8th, three area residents have been charged with felonies. According to a probable cause statement, several broken pipes and multiple baggies containing a crystal-like substance confirmed to be methamphetamine were located. Online court documents say warrants have been issued, and 42-year-old Tammy Michelle Marshall of Brunswick and 43-year-old John January Jr. of Keatsville each has been charged with two counts of a Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance except 35 grams or less of marijuana, and a Class E felony for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, amphetamine, or methamphetamine. Bond for each of the accused was set at $5,000 cash only. A criminal summons has been issued, and also charged with the same felonies was 43-year-old Melissa Kistler of Brunswick. Kistler's initial appearance is scheduled for 9 a.m. on February 27th at Sheraton County Circuit Court in Keatsville. The initial appearance for each of the other two accused persons is pending. According to a news release, Marshall police officers arrested 38-year-old Brandy Denise Mobley, who had warrants out for her arrest from more than one county on February the 8th. According to online court documents, warrants were issued for her arrest in Pettis County in December 2017, and in Saline County in January 2018. Mobley, whose address is listed as Slater on the Saline County documents and Marshall on the Pettis County documents, faces a Class E felony charge for resisting or interfering with an arrest for a felony and two driving-related misdemeanors in Saline County, and four counts of a Class D felony for forgery in Pettis County. A council status hearing for Mobley is scheduled to be held at 9 o'clock this morning at Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. Her initial hearing at Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia is pending. A Smithton resident suffered injuries when his vehicle reportedly struck wildlife in Pettis County on Tuesday. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 48-year-old Kelly Carver reportedly struck a deer in the roadway, ran off the right side of the roadway, and struck a tree. Carver reportedly was transported to Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened at about 6:15 p.m. on Route W south of Lena Road. That is a look at news this hour on KEMMO. I'm Robert King.